religion already is an issue in the presidential race, and commentator Joe LeConte says it's going to get bigger. LeConte is a senior fellow at the Ethics and Public Policy Center in Washington, D.C. He thinks it's okay for candidates to opt out of talking about religion, just like Republican Rudy Giuliani.
There's lots of God talk on the presidential campaign trail, especially among Republicans, but not from Rudy Giuliani. As Mr. Giuliani told a voter in Iowa, "My religious affiliation, my religious practices, and the degree to which I am a good or not-so-good Catholic, I prefer to leave to the priests." Mr. Giuliani will need a better way of talking about faith and politics, but not necessarily the way many religious conservatives would like him to. The former New York mayor is right to insist that his religious identity, he's a Catholic, should have no bearing on his fitness to serve as president. Article 6 of the Constitution could not be clearer on this point. No religious test shall be required as a qualification to any office. That time-honored principle is what has helped America avoid the civil and religious strife that plagues so much of the Islamic world. That same constitutional ideal makes the election of Mitt Romney, a Mormon, a live possibility. That's a sign of the strength of our democracy, with all its religious diversity. Too many conservatives, however, act as if the supreme goal of their politics is to elect born-again believers. Mike Huckabee and Sam Brownback may possess a faith that is mature and vibrant, but that might not tell us much about their ability to govern a nation. Nevertheless, voters do have a right to wonder what moral and religious ideals shape the politics of these candidates. We already know that Mr. Giuliani disagrees with his own church's teaching on abortion. But what does he really think government should do to encourage a culture that is life-affirming? We know Mr. Giuliani's relationship with his own children is strained, and that he's had failed marriages. But the same could be said of numerous fundamentalist ministers. What I want to know is, what values shape Mr. Giuliani's ideas about the importance of strong families or of personal responsibility? How is his vision of social justice, a prominent theme in Catholic social teaching, different from that of his Democratic challengers? Many liberal and secular voices would prefer to keep all religious values out of the political discussion, but that would give us a demoralized politics. What we desperately need is not a sacred public square, but a more civil public square. We need candidates who refuse to wear their religion on their sleeve, but who honor the moral contribution of religious belief in society. Whatever their personal beliefs, politicians can argue that there's a powerful link between faith and freedom. Mr. Giuliani, who does not appear to be an especially religious man, can still make the case that democracy needs religion. Others have done so in America's political tradition. Some of them went on to become president.
Joseph LeConte is a senior fellow at the Ethics and Public Policy Center in Washington, D.C. He's also the author of The End of Illusions, Religious Leaders Confront Hitler's Gathering Storm.